Welcome
Jennifer.
everybody to the. You set, Jennifer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I want to welcome everybody to this special Centerville City Council meeting being held here on June 25th, electronically via Zoom. We do by law have to have an anchor location, so there is an anchor location at City Hall. This meeting is specifically done because we have some items from our fiscal year 2025 that we have to approve by the end of June, budget amendments. So thank you everybody for joining. Let's go around. Maybe I can announce who's here. We have Councilwoman Meacham, Councilwoman Heyman, Councilwoman Hurst, and Councilman Plummer. And Councilman Summer Hayes has been excused, so we have four of the five council members present. And we it that gives us our roll call, so we now have the business items. You did receive a packet. There's a number of items that on the amendment, and Nate, I assume you're going to go over each of these items. This is so weird. I haven't done this for like 5 years. We did this for like a year, and Councilman Meacham was used to these meetings, but I don't know if any of you who've gone through these before, but these Zoom meetings a little bit different. So we'll turn it over to you, Nate, and go over some of those budget amendments, or all those budget amendments for us. This is a public hearing matter too, so at the end we'll be public have a public hearing. So go ahead, Nate.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening, Mayor and Council. I appreciate you meeting on this off night to go over this so we can get this budget amendment done. And before I start, you do have a summary PDF sheet of all these items so that you can see the totals and what it does to each fund balance. And I also have that summary at the end of this presentation. So to start off, the first amendment we have is regarding the cash bond interest payments that we're required to make to developers. These are the developers that give us their cash bond, and then as they complete the work on their property, we refund the bond, but we are also now required to give them interest. We had only budgeted 5,000 back when interest rates were lower, but this year we've had a number of these refunds, and interest rates are much higher, so we've spent more than we had budgeted. So this proposal sends or uses 50,000 of fund balance and allocates it to that cash bond interest expense. In police, we have a couple of items. The first is that they received a grant from the Department of Homeland Security for new radios in the amount of $25,000. And then they have also received various donations in the amount of $12,461. So for both of these amendments, we're just recognizing the revenue and then allocating it to the expense so that they can spend those funds. All right, in engineering, we have so the developers are responsible for engineering costs related to their properties, and we've received more than we had budgeted, which has also increased our expense. So we're again just recognizing this revenue and expense, but noting that these funds are all covered by the developers. Right, in the community services area, we received a donation of $200 for Movies in the Park. So this amendment is recognizing the revenue and allocating it to the Movies in the Park expense. All right, in community development, this is regarding the general plan study. So at the beginning of the year, we had originally budgeted 60,000, but the contract was for I think 120, 130,000. But then, as the process went on, as you recall, we asked for more work to be done than we had originally planned. So we're expecting the total cost to come in for the general plan at around 150 to 160,000, But noting that the RDA did cover 40,000 of that for the economic development portion of it. So because of those changes, we're asking for 60,000 out of fund balance to be used towards the general plan study.
Nate,
Yes.
on that general plan, we set aside money a year ago as well, and if I recall correctly, we didn't use it then.
That's correct.
Okay, so as it seemed like we were going to kind of say, oh, we'll put 60,000 or 50,000 each year. So this to me in my mind is more of a, hey, we didn't spend it last year. Or did we spend some last year? Is the total of 150,000 the entire thing, or is there money that was spent last year as well?
Off the top of my head, I don't think we spent any last year. I'd have to verify.
I don't recall that we did either, but I just
Yeah.
wanted to clarify, just so I understood that. Thank
Yeah,
you.
and some of this will, I mean, it will bleed into next year as well. So there'll probably be another budget amendment next year because it's not going to be done by July 1st.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. All right. So here in the Whitaker, so we transfer 5% of wrap tax to the general fund to fund capital improvements to the Whitaker home. But we don't want these unspent funds getting rolled up into the general fund because they're wrap tax funds. They need to be used for that specific purpose. So at the end of the year, we would like to transfer any unspent wrap tax funds for the Whitaker home back to the wrap tax fund. So we don't know what that amount will be yet until the end of the year. But we're just requesting that any of those unspent funds go back to the wrap tax funds just for proper accounting purposes.
And then they go back to the museum when they want them or need them.
Yes, so we will do a budget amendment, assuming that that's what you as council want at the beginning of the fiscal year, to put any unspent funds back into the Whitaker Fund. All right, for this one, this is our transfer to the Capital Projects Fund. So the general or the state code allows for our general fund balance to be between 5 and 35% of revenues for that year. For the last few years, we have decided that we like our fund balance to be about 30%. So in this budget amendment, we're asking to send anything in excess of that 30% to the Capital Projects Fund. This will be one of the final calculations that we make at the end of the year, so probably won't be done until about October-ish. But this is what we have historically done, and this is how we truly fund our Capital Projects Fund.
Nate, do you have any idea how much that's going to be?
I don't right now. Last year it was a hair over a million. I'm not sure what it's going to be this year. All right. So for this amendment in the wrap tax fund, this is more of a contingency. So we get the wrap tax funds and we distribute 85%, we transfer to the parks fund. 5% goes to the Whitaker and 5% goes to the Performing Arts Center, the theater. In the case that we get more wrap tax revenue than we had anticipated, that causes an issue for the budget because we're trying to send out more than we had originally budgeted. So this is just a contingency that if we do get more than we had expected, then we're still going to follow that 85% to parks, 5% to the theater, and 5% to the Whitaker Museum. But we don't know what that amount will be because we get wrap tax revenue for the current fiscal year after July 1st.
Are you think? Are you thinking it'll be a little more?
I don't think so. I think we're going to come in pretty close to budget. But I decided to keep it in here in hopes that we do see some really good wrap tax funds come in. But it's probably wishful thinking. So this is the second item in the wrap tax fund. We had anticipated using these funds for the pickleball courts, and then we had also added the parking lot expansion at Community Park during the middle of the year. So we have that contingency, so that final 5% of the wrap tax funds that we receive stays in the wrap tax fund to be used for future projects. So I'm proposing that we send 500,000 of that to the parks fund for the purpose of paying for the pickleball courts and the parking lot expansion. So moving to the parks fund, this is where we recognize that same transfer we just talked about of 500,000. You'll see 80,000 of it is going to the pickleball courts, and 400,000 or 420,000 to the parking lot expansion. On top of that, we have also received some generous donations. Some of those people are here in this meeting, so we thank you for those donations for different pickleball amenities like paddle holders and benches and different improvements. So we're recognizing that $8,000 worth of donations to be used towards those pickleball court amenities. Right, in the Capital Projects Fund, we have a couple of items. The first is in the with the police. Back in March, we approved the purchase of the bidirectional amplifier for their radios in the amount of $28,745. So we're just using fund balance and then allocating it to their expense account. All right, in streets, this is more of a accounting amendment. So we had originally budgeted some money for the purchase of a loader, but the way accounting works is we need to recognize the revenue for the sale of the fixed assets. So we traded in our old loader in the amount of 178,000, and then we purchased our new loader for 180,000. So we only spent $2,000 in cash. But just the way accounting works, recognizing the revenue of the old asset and the full purchase price of the new asset, we just needed to make this a budget amendment to properly reflect that.
Nate, do you know how old the old loader was? I mean, that's a pretty good deal.
I think it was only a couple of years old, if I remember right. But yeah, it's a great deal to. Even if it was 2 years old, to have a full loader for only, $1,000 a year is a great deal.
So the way this program works, and usually it's 1 year, if not 2 years at the most, is we purchase the loaders on state contract, and we trade it back in, and it only has a year or two on it. They're able to sell it on the market for just what we pay state contract. So it works out for both of us. We get new loaders, and they get to benefit financially by the resale of those loaders with 1 or 2 years on them.
All right, so that is all the amendments. These final slides are just the summary. So this shows you the summary of what we did in the general fund with the current budget amount, the amount that we're increasing it in our ending balance. This is the general fund summary for the expenses, and then all of our other funds are on this. And again, these summary pages are also included in your packet as a separate item. But staff does recommend that we approve this resolution amending the fiscal year 25 budget and remind you that it is a public hearing. But before that, are there any questions that I can answer?
Yeah, Dade, I have a question.
Yeah.
Either for you or for Brandt or whoever can answer this. Do we have any question approving this with TBDs on there? Is that okay?
It is okay. So again, the TBDs are regarding the wrap tax. We're just saying we're following that same policy that we had set in place at the 85% transfer to parks, 5% to Whitaker, and 5% to the theater. And then the other TBD is it's in the general fund. There at the bottom is this the capital projects. So Yeah, we're setting our, I'm recommending that we set our fund balance at 30% in the general fund. If anybody feels otherwise, I'm happy to discuss that. But that number we just don't we won't know until we finalize the year. So really you're kind of just approving the policy, and then we'll follow that policy.
The recommendation is 30% because state law requires it be anywhere from 5% to 35%. So we actually give ourselves a little bit of a buffer that if we inadvertently go over the 30%, we've got some room to work with. So that's why we've set it at 30%, or recommended, I should say, at 30%.
Okay. Any other questions, counsel?
I have
Nate.
one. Oh, go ahead.
No, you're fine, Robin. Go ahead. I'll ask after.
I was just the first one when you said we were the interest that we were paying on the money we've taken in. Was it really we had only budgeted 5,000 and we ended up paying 50,000 back?
Yeah, we had, and that's the top this top item here. So we had budgeted low for two reasons. One, it was kind of the number that had been in place over the number of years that we had a very low interest rate. And two, as a city, city council approved removing that line from the contract that said that we had to pay interest. A number of cities don't pay interest. And so we tried to remove that and we did. However, state law came in and said that all cities are required to pay the PTIF interest rate to developers. So,
That's Nate, that's my question is what are we paying the contractors and are we able to invest that money into the PTIF? I mean,
yeah, so we, and I'm not the expert on this, so someone can back me up if I misspeak, but we collect these funds for the purpose of the bond. They have so much time to install their infrastructure. And we collect this in case they fail to install it, then we have the funds to be able to go in and do the work so that we're not left with a half-done infrastructure. So for that, during that installment period and then the warranty period, they are entitled to interest for those periods. Now, if they don't get it installed in that time, you know, we still work with them to get it installed, but they're not entitled to interest for those periods of default. And we do invest it into our PTIF, which is why the state law came in and said that we have to give them that same interest rate.
so the reality is, technically, we are collecting that interest through the PTIF and then we are just turning it back over to them. It's really, even though it looks like a transfer from the fund balance, we did get that money in interest. So it's more of a wash. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah, it's definitely a pass
Okay.
through.
Okay.
We're not really losing anything from it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the question I had as well. So I think you've clarified for me what that was. Thank you.
All right, any other questions? Okay, let's go to the this is a public hearing. If Brent, if you and Jennifer will help me since you're in the anchor location, to see if any people are in person or online, that would be appreciated. We'll now go to a public hearing related to fiscal year 2025 budget amendment number two. That public hearing is now open. Any member of the public that is going to speak, just identify yourself and where you're from.
Mayor, there's nobody here at City Hall or online.
Okay, seeing that there's nobody to respond on either location, we will close that public hearing and we will come back to see if there's any last questions for Nate or member of the staff before I look for a motion on resolution number 2025-11. Any last questions? If not, is there a council member that wants to make a motion on that on resolution number 2025-11? Anybody speak it up?
I can make the motion. I don't have the packet right up in front of me, so help me out, staff, if I get this wrong, but I'll make a motion that we approve the budget amendments for fiscal year 2025 as discussed and shown by Nate and as recorded in our packets.
I'll second that.
We have a motion, a second, further discussion. Okay, I'm going to call on each council member, and you could say yay or nay. So I see a couple microphones open. So Councilwoman Meekham,
Aye.
Councilwoman Hurst,
Aye.
Councilman Plummer,
Aye.
and Councilwoman Hayman.
Aye.
Thank you. That passes 4-0. I don't have anything else for this meeting. I will have something for Mayor's report next week that will greatly surprise some of you. That it's a good thing we didn't do truth and taxation this year. But anyway, anything else from anybody? Motion to adjourn then.
Motion.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
This special council meeting's adjourned.